Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Ideas, they're everywhere. Good ones, bad ones. Most are just fleeting and gone. We've been talking about a good idea that is changing the world. In a moment, we meet one of the very special people who are leading a rare pride campaign. And the woman who keeps the show on the road. When we return here on the Wildside News, your Voice of the Earth radio network.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
The sports of our emerald green bird. Bright and beautiful, watch him fly.
You know, today's Wildside News is the favorite show for me so far. I'm an unfettered romantic and a near pathological optimist, but quite honestly, there's a frustration that comes from being honest about the condition of our Earth and its people each week. So, as I've gotten to know more about RARE and its pride campaigns, I feel a renewed optimism and sense that common sense and goodwill are alive and well on good old Mother Earth. So now we continue this rare moment with two more proud Pride family members. Megan Hill joins us from Arlington, Virginia, where she is the Senior Director of Pride. Megan, welcome.
Good morning, Sydney. Thank you for having me on your show.
And from South Africa, I'm honored to have with us Morne Farmer.
Hello, Leslie. Sydney, how are you?
Very good, thanks. And you?
I'm feeling great, and thanks for the opportunity having me on your show.
Well, you sound really clear. It's amazing how good a connection this is. Megan, let's start with you. You have the extraordinary good fortune and its attendant challenges of really managing the day-to-day Pride campaigns around the world. Give us a sense of what that entails.
Well, I think I have the best job of anyone in the world at the moment.
I think you're right. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Yes, we're working in 29 sites around the world now implementing Pride campaigns, or rather I should say RARE doesn't implement Pride campaigns, our local partners do. The people like Morne, who work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bringing positive change to their communities.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the partnership, because that's an important role in this. RARE and Pride work in partnership. That's primarily how these projects are funded. Give us a heads up on that.
Well, of the 29 campaigns that we're working on right now, RARE works in partnership. We don't work in a long-term at any specific site. As Brett and Paul have talked about earlier, we refine a specific tool, a specific methodology like the Pride Method, and help bring it to others for their long-term conservation activities at their sites around the world. Morne, who you'll meet with, works in partnership with an agreement we have with Conservation International that's funded by the Critical Ecosystem Partnership Fund that brings Pride to 13 biodiversity hotspots all over the world. Other partnerships that we have are with groups like the Mexican National Park Service, in partnership with an agency in Mexico called Niños y Crías, which means kids and critters, as well as the Wildlife Conservation Society, and this new agreement that we have with the Nature Conservancy that will continue to bring Pride to 30 more sites around the world.
Well, you're doing a great job. You're making major progress. And one of the things that I find interesting is the fact that it's almost as if you do it with spare change, because these programs are very cost-effective, you bring about major change.
That's what we're shooting for.
Well, listen, Morne, I really would like to hear from you now. And let's start out by telling us where you're calling from.
Sydney, I'm calling from South Africa, actually from a small town called Steinkopf. And this town is actually bordering Namibia in the north and has a population density of about 8,500 people. So it's actually a very small little town.
Now, out here in the United States, we're in winter. Tell us about your weather there, and also then give us a sense of your land.
Okay. Steinkopf, you know, is situated almost center of a very dry and arid landscape, which receive a very low rainfall figure, close to 400 millimeters per year. Currently, we are experiencing very dry and hot summer. Temperatures as high as 42 Celsius, while our winters can be very cold to extremely cold. Last night, we had our first rains for the year since last October.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you're actually working in partnership with Pride, but you also have a day job. Let's talk about your day job, because that actually was how probably you got into this.
I'm also doing activities where I interact with the local community members, doing school visits, and interact with the school children as well. Recently, I visit all the schools in the Namakwa region where I usually took a costume with me, and this is a costume representing the armadillo lizard. And the armadillo lizard is currently under threat because of the illegal pet trade. Now, there's a lot of other activities that we do, which is very effective communication tools like legislation booklets. We're dealing with posters. We are designing materials to actually communicate the word of conservation to the local people and to actually spread the word of conservation, but also bring pride to our local communities.
Now, how long have you actually been working on this particular campaign with Pride?
It's our 14th month, so I've been working for 14 months now on this Pride campaign, and it's just a lovely job going out to the community, speak to the local people, because they are the custodians of this land, and we need to increase awareness around this, because we have such a unique and special area, and the need for conservation is there. So, but our people show interest, and the interaction, like I said, it's just wonderful and special, you know, directly interact with the people and the children there.
Morning, you know, I can tell by your voice you're a very charismatic person. You have a really wonderful voice. But I also have posted some images of your puppet, your costume. That is really an amazing thing. Now, is this something that you actually put together yourself?
Yes, one of the goals, I think, for this Pride campaign is to actually involve locals. And what I did is to, firstly, we identified flagship species, and there were certain criteria that we looked at. And first, we wanted a sort of inhabitant of the area, which is endemic to the area, which means that it's found nowhere else on the planet. And we selected the armadillo lizard. And so what I did is, you know, we got a loco from Steinkopf area, from the Namakwa area. She produced it. And it's just amazing to see the people of Namakwa relate to it, and people are feeling proud because this is their own armadillo, and they are going to look after it and protect and conserve it. And recently we actually did a film trip in the whole Namakwa of in the area, and we wanted to actually make a film about this to learn the kids more about the environment and the different species occurring here, as well as because we have such a unique biodiversity in the area. So, and it was just amazing when I put on the costume and walked through the streets of Namakwa and to see the reactions of people. People gave me hugs, some of them gave kisses even. So yeah, it was amazing, you know, for the first time in history that such a Pride campaign can take place in Namakwa. It was just awesome. Yeah.
Morning, the real question is, tell me, how is this affecting your community and the success of your environment there?
I think the first changes that one can see, I think I can give you two examples actually. In this 14 months, you know, what happened a while ago was that at our local primary school, a bunch of kids was playing one day with a mole who happened to be at the wrong time in the wrong place. And as kids usually are, they started chasing this blind little animal until a teacher noticed it and you know, to see what's going on. And she was desperately looking for me to come and save this creature, and as everybody was too scared to touch it. And in the second phase, tourists were busy poaching quiver trees. Now, quiver trees is an endemic plant to the area, and transporting it illegally. And this is a huge problem that we're facing every day in the Maitland area. And local people noticed this was wrong and phoned our officers to ask for advice and what they can do to prevent their plants to be removed from its natural habitat.
That's really
the moral of the two stories are that people now do know where we can help to solve this problem, even if we had to refer this, which unfortunately has not been possible as far as 1 year back. So people are starting to realize that there are people doing Pride campaigns and take care of the environment. And people take that responsibility on and sort of an ownership culture that it's my responsibility. I'm the owner of this land, and I need to take care of the environment.
The amazing thing is the fact that it's such a simple and elegant and wonderful program, and it works so effectively. I would guess that prior to the Pride campaign, perhaps this awareness wasn't there to that degree.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And that's what I like also about this Pride campaign. All the materials are very simple materials, you know, but very effective. Very much effective. And even if I go out to certain places that people would ask me, I love that article that you wrote in the press. I love that radio show that you did on the environment. And people are sort of understanding why we need to actually conserve this special and unique area.
Megan, we have about a minute left. It's amazing how the time flies. I wish we had a lot more time to talk about this. But people, let's have people know how they can find out a lot more about RARE and Pride through websites and however you want them to contact you. And also, how can they help?
Certainly. I think for more information on Pride and all of our programs here at RARE, people can go to the World Wide Web, to rareconservation.org, and get a great overview of both Pride and RARE's other programs. We are very proud to work with such marvelous people like Mornay and to see the change that they empower in their communities and really become catalysts for positive environmental change in their communities is really inspiring to me and to all of RARE staff worldwide.
I want to thank everyone from RARE, Megan and Mornay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, this is one of my favorite shows that I've ever done because it gives us such hope. I wish you all great success because as you succeed, so too the rest of us. This is Sydney Wiles saying adios until we meet again here on the Wild Side News.